Call the Common Council meeting for Tuesday, August 1st to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea. Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to item B1, citizens' comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Yes, sir, good evening.
My name is Scott Dea. I live at 8349 South 35th Street, and I'm here in regards to changing of the poultry, being able to have chickens in less than 3 acres. I think it's a good opportunity for people. Take up a whole lot of room. You get fresh eggs. I personally, my kids take care of them, and I think it's a good addition to the area. I was sitting in Milwaukee where I have my chickens now because I had to move them. You can have small city lot and have chickens. So I would like to propose that you would change that to where you can have it less than 3 acres of land.
Thank you very much.
Sir, can I ask him some follow-up questions?
Alderman Mayer.
What district do you live in?
Five.
Five. Is that your district? Yes. Is that part of this, or is that not on this?
That map is part of that point.
Okay.
As well as item F on the agenda.
Okay, but I thought he was on 35th. I didn't think 35th was on here. That far down, that far up. What was your address again?
8349 South 35th Street.
Okay. So, your son raises chickens in Milwaukee?
No. My family, as a family, we have chickens.
Okay.
But my kids take care of them, go get the eggs. You know, my wife and I do the same thing.
Okay.
But I misread the law or statute on it, and I have the chickens.
Okay.
At my house.
Okay.
I recently had moved them. They're at my shop in Milwaukee right now, where you can have them on a small lot.
Okay.
They're at my place of business right now. But I would like to have them at my house.
Okay. Now, you're separate from the issue that...
Yeah, it's in my case.
Okay. Okay.
He's speaking to the same issue.
Same issue, right, but not what's in our packet exactly. That's what I'm trying to go for.
Correct.
Okay. So, any issues, any complaints from neighbors, any problems?
I personally haven't had any problems. They were kept in an enclosed coop. They're easy to clean, easy to take care of. I mean, I had no problems. I had nothing like that. I do believe I had one complaint from a neighbor, and that is why I ended up I moved them because of that complaint. But I read the statute wrong. I read it wrong. When I went and got the chickens.
Okay.
I didn't see the 3 acres. And
so you moved them because the ordinance doesn't allow them.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
What was the complaint? Can I ask that?
I'm not exactly sure other than I recently put together a different coop for them, a little bit larger of a coop. Where they stay at night in the coop, their house itself is no bigger than a 4x4 pallet. And their run was, where they'd come out of their coop, was 4 feet long, 6 feet long by 3 feet wide. And I don't know what the problem was because I've honestly had them for quite a while.
Okay. So it possibly was simply that you had chickens and it was not within the city ordinance to have them.
Possible. I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you. I'm sure I've talked to my other neighbors around and... a lot of them said, you know, well, that's actually a really good idea for what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see a lot of them opposing it. Like I said, if you maintain them, they're clean.
Do you give your neighbors eggs occasionally?
I If they wanted them, I would. And that's the great thing. I mean, they produce, you know, to be honest, I haven't bought eggs in 2 years. So it feeds a family of five with eggs for 2 years without, you know, having any problems.
Okay.
Like I said, they're, if you clean it, keep them clean, there's no issues.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I haven't had rodents or anything in the house or through the yard. I haven't got any issues whatsoever.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Guys, we do have an agenda item on this.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I mean, I'm not going to be rude that way. Alderman Barber, if you have something.
No, that's right.
But this person was speaking to public comment, so he was here now.
Okay. Mr. Green, go ahead.
Jasper Green, 3519 North Forestfield Avenue. Mayor, welcome back. You
thank
don't
you,
look any worse for the wearer. You don't look any better either.
I didn't say that for the record.
Yeah, yeah.
But whoever put on that Nights Out last night did a tremendous job. I was there, and I saw several of you there, and I thought it was just a great show, and I hope it continues to expand like it seems to have expanded this year. And so I'd like to congratulate all the people who were involved in that. Now, I didn't realize it, but the gentleman just before me is a pretty close neighbor of mine. I don't know if we've ever spoken or not, and it was not me that complained about his chickens. So, but nevertheless, we have an ordinance that controls animals in our city, and I think we ought to take a pretty close look at it and probably keep it the same as it is, because it seems to be working pretty well for most of us, at least. And I feel sorry for the gentleman before me who spoke, that he can't keep his chickens. But, you know, there's a problem, a possible problem, with this chicken disease, what's it called? Avian flu. Yeah. And if we get too crowded with these types of animals, it might start spreading in the city, and I think we ought to be careful about that, because we are a city, and we make it happen. And so let's take a good look at the ordinance that we have now, and see if it's working. And if it's not working, then change it. If it is working, leave it like it is.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizens' comment period and move on to item B2. In your packet, there's a letter from the Great Water Alliance, which is really Waukesha Water. They're going to start their soil borings and that kind of thing. I just wanted you all to be aware of it in case you get any calls. Police chief is aware as well.
I have a comment.
Alderman Willem.
I thought maybe it would be really nice of them to put on the bottom that the Great Water Alliance is not the same as the Great Lakes Alliance. I mean, the names of the approving agencies are so similar that it seems a little bit misleading to me. And they had an event at the county ground area, and the same thing. It seemed like it was, you know, a particular organization, and it was just Waukesha with their water. So that's my only comment. Those are going to do what they want, but they are asking us, and that would be my suggestion, is that they're very clear so people aren't mixing up the two organizations.
I'll let Mayor Riley know.
Thank you.
Item C, approval of the minutes of the regular common council meeting of July 18th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, following appointments, Anne-Marie Vitus Okloboja to the library board.
So moved.
Motion. I'll second.
Motion made by Alderman Dandrea, seconded by Alderman Wilhelm. All those in favor?
Did they be separate or are they all combined?
No, I think I made the motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no.
You did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. He said it the other way around.
On purpose.
It's District 1.
Why is that?
District
well, it's
one.
The library board, and I'm the one who actually pushed her forward to get her to the mayor.
I don't care.
So.
What did you say, second?
No problem. I said.
Okay. So we're going to do them all then, right? Your motion is for both appointments, is that correct?
Sure.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Do we name the second person for the
record? Yes, the second appointment was Dr. Patricia Golden as the Health Board of Health Medical Advisor. I do want to point out that she has consented to do this role free when there's normally a stipend offered. So we thank her. She's a Franklin resident, and she works out of St. Francis. So a motion to approve both nominations is approved. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item F, there's no action required on this. Actually, there's no action anticipated. Is there a motion relative to this matter?
Do we have a little discussion on it instead of just a straight motion?
Okay.
This is, this is restaurant in my district. I had no idea that this was on until I saw it in the packet. Actually, I talked to Alderman Barber about it on another issue. But I guess I can see some benefit to the restaurant. I'm not sure for every person who wants it, there's people that don't want it. But given that this is a business and we're always trying to support businesses, I thought maybe staff could at least review the open space availability on the site and possible changes that could accommodate quality menu enhancements, which means it might be allowable for restaurants.
The health officer, Mr. Wooker, you have information regarding this matter? Specifically this matter?
I have, Mr. Mayor, members of the Common Council, I have an opportunity to review the letter, spoke with members from the Department of Agriculture today relative to the restaurant itself. The produce and herbs being grown on site may be used in the menu items. The chickens themselves, it's just an inference as to whether or not they might or might not be used on the menu. Of course, they could not be slaughtered on site. They would have to be rendered at a licensed facility and not at the restaurant. So the use of the chickens in the menu items is clearly an issue that the Department of Agriculture would have to weigh in on. The letter does specifically address use of the eggs. Again, that is an approved source regulation, and this individual or the restaurant could step forward and ask for direction from the Department of Agriculture relative to this request.
Okay. What's your opinion on the whole chicken ordeal and the issue of having them?
Well, the item has come up perhaps twice in the last 5 years for Board of Health discussion, and both occurrences the board really took no action. I think in general they were against the idea, but it has been years since this subject was brought forward.
Yeah, I know that there are a lot of communities that have this, and the gentleman mentioned Milwaukee. I know that the little town of Middleton has, you know, that a lot of different communities are moving toward this. So, you know,
in Milwaukee County, only Milwaukee and Wauwatosa allow backyard flocks. All others don't. The city of Greenfield last month and a year ago in September denied requests for backyard flocks. So I would say the vast majority of jurisdictions in Milwaukee County and the region do not allow for backyard flocks. There are a couple that do.
Okay. Is this something you could contact him? And I don't know if they could have the what's the county place?
Who is them? Contact them. Who is them?
The person writing the letter here. The business owner.
Skigo?
No, business owner.
He didn't write the
owner.
Right.
The owner?
The owner or their attorney who's representing them.
Rick's Idris?
Well, let me finish my suggestion. County grounds that is a farm. Do they have any chickens?
I don't believe they have livestock. No.
Okay. I know they have goats or something out there.
Yeah. The answer would be no. There's no chickens. Okay.
I'm just wondering if this restaurant owner or other restaurant owners would like some type of place to raise them, since they have to be sent out and be butchered somewhere anyway. Maybe they should contact the county about that, for the option for maybe they could raise them out there, and it could be a larger citywide issue rather than having everybody in the city want to have chickens, and it could be a fresh egg farm. You know, it's a possibility. So might help solve a little bit of the problem.
Frankly, I'm not sure what the problem is. Eggs are what, $2 a dozen? I don't know what the issue is here. I don't know why. Well, it's enough.
Well,
anyone else on this matter?
I think that it becomes people want to be sustainable. They don't want to have to rely on that. They like the fact that they can have this. It's just the way some people are. I mean, you're not that way, but some people are. And I
can tell you, my whole neighborhood is not that way.
Yeah. And I'm not asking for a whole neighborhood. I'm asking for a suggestion that might solve the restaurant owner situation. That's all.
In speaking to the ordinance, I would have some questions as how you define poultry. Does it include ducks? Does it include geese? What are the numbers that would be allowed in a given residential if this was even to be looked at? There's a lot of issues that have come up from my constituents regarding the predators in the neighborhood. We already have coyotes and raccoons. There's a lot of those kind of questions out there that would have to be looked at if the ordinance is even going to be looked at again. There's a lot of issues within that. It's not as, to me, it's more than just one person asking. It affects the whole community.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Right now, we have an area that's urban where it's allowed, or it's not allowed in an area that's rural. I'm not going to support any changes to that. This community, portions of it that are rural, in time here will become more and more urban as we develop the southwest corner and south on county line. The recommendation by Alderwoman Wilhelm is actually not a bad one, because right now, you know, Hunger Task Force is zoned at rural. So if that's something that they were agreeable to, there's nothing preventing someone from reaching out to them, and if they would allow it, it's in the rural area, zone rural, or rural on the map, zoned agricultural. So, I mean, I think that's an option, but I would not support changing the way it is right now. So,
Alderman Barber handed this out. Alderman, where did you get this map?
From Joel.
1986.
Revised in 1986.
Right.
So it could be.
That's
so
the last. That's
if
the last
you look at this map.
Chief Remington was a junior in high school, just so you know.
Everything south of Forest Hill Avenue.
Right.
So, east of Highway 100 is all developed now. Everything in the middle of the.
Right, so this map is.
We're spending way too much time
right.
on this.
It doesn't have to be. Does it not have to be zoned agricultural too?
I believe the ordinance says zoned. Yes.
Right. This so I think you'd have to look at that. So I don't think, you know, I'm not going to support changing anything. I think we have talked about it. But, you know.
I like I said, I didn't even know this was a request. Had I known, I would have been able to talk to them a little bit sooner. But I will just talk with my constituent and ask him if he would like to consider the option that I discussed, mm-hmm. and then we can move on.
Thank you very much. So no action taken. Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1, donations. Any
motion approved.
Thank
second.
You. I was going to ask for separate motions, but separate action. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm sorry. I apologize. Casper, the three men in charge of last night, the two chiefs and the health officer, they did, as you suggested, a wonderful job. Their staff did as well. I think that was, Chief Oliva, that was the biggest crowd we've had, I would think.
It was big.
Yeah. Little less stuff in the library, but I think that was okay because it's been too crowded in the past. So.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Good job. My congratulations in public now. item C, G2, request for common council authorization.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, a contract for TDS and Word Systems.
Motion approved.
For the police department.
I'll second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4 is a resolution awarding contract to lowest bidder for pavement marking program.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Discussion.
Alderman Mayor.
So it's to ensure proper reflective roadways must be striped every 2 years. Where is that? Is that required somewhere for a safety issue with the state? Who dictates that? Who makes that recommendation?
I don't know. The city engineer is not here. My guess is it's the state design manual.
Okay. And that I would have no issue with. I'm just thinking if it's just a nice thing, you know, it might be something we could push off since we're going to be facing some huge budget issues this year.
We'll get it for next year.
Well, I think what they do is they do a quality scale, and they do so many a year, and so they've rated them.
Well, no, the way this reads, they do half each year, 48 miles, 80, 24 miles each year. To me, that sounds like whether they need it or not. And they may need it, and it may be required somewhere. I don't know.
That's true.
I'll have the city engineer get to you on that.
All right, thanks.
Maybe you could send out an email to the whole council.
Great.
That's a good question to ask.
Great.
I'll do that. For the record, it is to Crowley Construction in the amount of $33,810 or 10.5 cents a linear foot. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the south side of Crest from 35th to 36th and on the both sides of 36th Street from Crest to Maple Crest. Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, I think this kind of got put on the Public Works agenda because we had the temporary no parking signs up for quite a while, and the condition of them were looking pretty dismal, I'll just say. So for some reason, our city engineer decided to himself solicit parking on the north side. So the house at 3511 is opposed. The house at 3620 is opposed. The house at 3531 definitely wants no parking in front of their house, and they're open, but I talked to them over the weekend because it was kind of portrayed that they were for it, and they said, well, no, we'd be okay with it, but it's nothing we're pushing for. Listen, I represent this area. We don't have the debate. We don't need to debate, you know, how it got there. It's there, the playground. You know, many people enjoy it. But you still have people in this area that are not fans of what's there. You know, I tell them it's there. It's not going anywhere. I don't want to create waves. I don't want to change anything. I would just want no parking the way it is. So I'm going to make a motion to not put in a DPW project on the north side to allow parking on a narrow street to begin with. My motion would be to no parking signs everywhere you see, and then actually what was requested was the first property on Maple Crest to have no parking included there as well.
Second.
So both sides on Crest?
Both sides on Crest, no parking. So everywhere that's red, no parking. Everywhere that's green, no parking, except for I think on 35th Street we allow it on 35th Street. So I don't think I would change that. Leave it on 35th Street, that
right.
Solid line. So both sides, no parking on Crest. Red dotted line on 36th, and I would recommend just for peace in the area, no parking in front of 3620 property.
Maple Crest?
On Maple Crest.
And who seconded?
I did.
Okay, my only comment on this is be careful what you ask for, because you'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And their first party, there'll be a problem. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, the agenda item says amend the contract for John's to for services to extend to 2022.